Characterizing the Post-Inflationary Reheating History, Part 2, Multiple Interacting Daughter Fields, by Stefan Antusch et al. We characterize the post-inflationary dynamics of an inflaton phi coupled to multiple interacting daughter fields xn n equals 1 nd through quadratic-quadratic interactions gn caret 2 phi caret 2 xn squared. We assume a monomial inflaton potential v phi phi caret p is greater than or equal to 2 around the minimum. By simulating the system in 2 plus 1 dimensional lattices, we study the post-inflationary evolution of the energy distribution and equation of state, from the end of inflation until a stationary regime is achieved. We show that in this scenario, the energy transferred to the daughter field sector can be larger than 50%, surpassing this way the upper bound found previously for single daughter field models. In particular, for p is greater than or equal to 4, the energy at very late times is equally distributed between all fields, and only 100% of the energy remains in the inflaton. We also consider scenarios in which the daughter fields have scale-free interactions lambda nanometer xn squared xm squared, including the case of quartic daughter field self-interactions for n equals m. We show that these interactions trigger a resonance process during the nonlinear regime, which in the single daughter field case already allows to deplete more than 50% of the energy from the inflaton for p is greater than or equal to 4. This was characterizing the post-inflationary reheating history, part 2, multiple interacting daughter fields, by Stefan Antusch et al.